All right, everybody, welcome back to another episode right here on the EG3 podcast. My name is Eddie Greer, the third, here coming to you on this mid-Friday afternoon. Yes, sir, here in Kansas City, Missouri, where is it fall or is it still summer? Well, it's still summer around these parts here, folks, in KC, Missouri here, as I'm recording this EG3 podcast. Friday, October 17th, 2025. First time listening to this podcast. Again, thank you so much for tuning in to the latest edition of the EG3 podcast, which you can get wherever you listen to your favorite podcast, Amazon, Spotify, iTunes, and so much more, folks, here as we are rolling in the month of October. And of course, tomorrow, for y'all folks out there that are doing these events, the Kansas City Marathon going down in my own backyard, EG3, he's not even doing that. So, but there's more to that madness there, obviously. But for those of y'all who are going to be participating in those races, whether that's a 5K, 10K, not 15K. What are we talking about? 10K, half marathon, or the full. Woo! Have fun out there. Have a blast out there. And, man, these homecoming events, these hometown events that around the KC area, like the KC Marathon, I wouldn't count Olathe, but I guess you can, because that's on the other side of, that's on the Kansas side, but you can count that, whatever that is. I wish it was better weather, had better weather in it. That's for sure. But all these hometown races, the Rock the Parkway ways of the world, the Backyard Ultra I participated in last year, and then it happened again this year. Those type of, like, the trolley run, those had something in common. And probably, for one, I missed out on all of them, either due to being out of town or getting ready for EG3's goal race, which, at the corner of this podcast, if you've been following me all year long, or I should say all summer, and still summer all year long, then you know that Eddie Greer III, a.k.a. Fast Eddie, a.k.a. EG3, getting ready here. And this is peak week as I'm talking, as I'm on the back end of peak week. So I got, well, I'm going out for another run here right after I get off of this. So there's that. And then this might be my last double of this block here. And this has been a different block, obviously. Half marathon training block, something new. Well, I wouldn't say new to me, half marathon, but the training block, just the training itself, more for me, it's all about, can I hold a certain pace to get to that PR? Well, I feel like I'm in strong, good shape right now. I don't like to use the word confidence, but there's confidence gaining here. We're almost to the home stretch here. I gotta get through these net, well, really tomorrow, really. It's my, as we all call it, the last, what, quote-unquote, long run, even though we want to do 12 miles or 10 miles the following week after that. But, yeah, that's where I'm at right now currently. I'm going to do another run here right after I get out done with this run. It'll be my second run of the day because I did another speed workout early this morning, a nice, strong little tempo run, little 10K run there, little 10K tempo run I did on this Friday, which it was. Felt like a little fall-ish a little bit, but yeah, these tens have been stupid. so we keep watching Weather Channel and whatnot, Weather Channel or the local channels around here, and they're saying there's a chance that two cold fronts gonna be happening. We'll see about that. Let's wait and see, because everybody's talking and nothing ain't happening. So there's that. But yeah, so that's going on with me right now. I know it's like, you're gonna do the race tomorrow? Like, I'm out because, for one, I feel like I've been doing a lot of training this year, obviously not participating in a lot of these races there, but again, some of these hometown, homegrown races around KC, damn, if you miss out, it's like you got FOMO. You want to stop at the last minute, but you don't want to ruin something that could be huge in a couple weeks for this podcast. So I don't want to take any chance, even though I'd had thoughts, you know, I can do the half, obviously, but that will take away any more energy than I would have. And we only done like two races since then, or I don't really count. And oh, speaking of which, there will be a reaction, a postcast of the market. Oh, I got, we got a little bit, some stories here, folks. So I'm not going to record that tonight, obviously, but that will be a solo podcast. I've been telling y'all for the last week or so here on the EG3 podcast, a solo episode pertaining to what went down in between Omaha and Lincoln last weekend for us, the original KCRC squad. Part of that squad represented y'all. Well, we represented for y'all up there in Omaha / Lincoln last week. What a blast. And depending, because I'm trying to figure out right now with me, I know I'm just so locked in on this rate, on this race, which I'm not telling y'all yet. I know I've been saying good life halfsy, but again, like, things have kind of changed in the last 2 weeks. so there's that. But yeah, that will be my race when I'm going to participate will be revealed some point, not right now. So we got that going on. Now I lost train of thought, but so a lot of things happen up there, but depending on what happens, what I decide for next year, because I'm trying to get some things kind of situated. Well, not, I was going to say situated, because nothing's situated, but trying to get something going for next year. And if I return to some big race next year, that could affect me going, because I would love the opportunity to participate in this again. I'll probably stay on the postcast, but when I get that recorded, maybe to either, depending on again what happens, either tomorrow or at some point this weekend, I have that all covered for y'all here on the EG3 podcast here on this Friday edition. Happy Friday, happy weekend. This will go out immediately tonight. And I know y'all, some of y'all probably not gonna be sleeping tonight anyway, so you might as well go ahead, hit that subscribe button, like it, alarm bell every time we update your content weekly or twice a week. EG3 podcast underneath the banner, the 3-wide podcast with EG3. Y'all will be notified about that. But yeah, so some of y'all might not be sleeping tonight anyway, and some of y'all coming off of Chicago and doing another race on top of that. So I know a couple people are doing that, so y'all crazy for but hey y'all, as I love to say on this podcast, do you. I worry about myself. You guys can take care of yourselves there as well. So I'm not going to tell y'all what to do. But so there's some people that are done Chicago. They're going to turn around and do another race. I know like 3 or 4 people doing that tomorrow. Y'all crazy. And so, yeah, it's just what it is. I mean, live in the free. Hey, we have an opportunity to free where you do what the heck you want to do. It's totally fine. They were there as well. So, I mean, we're not, well, majority of us will take myself out of that box. It ain't competitive. So that's probably why, you know, like, hey, if any other year, if I didn't have a coach, I'd be jumping in this thing. Like, seriously. So I've had a full moment just competing. You know, I want to compete. I want to run fast. I want to compete, right? So that's my deal there. So I'm getting that antsy feet now that, you know, at this. Just looking back at the entire year for me personally, this just this block, this half marathon Pacific block. I'm talking about Olathe. I'm talking about an entire year of this type of training. You told me going into this year that I was gonna have this type of training, which is, I feel like it's been a lot consistent, more consistent than I have ever running. I told you absolutely not. I would have not done a speed work. And originally, if you ask me, yeah, I would have not done a speed work. That's what happened last year in the Chicago block. That's why I probably take some of that. I take accountability for that. Because doing something else that I'm not supposed to be doing. And yeah, so I mean, and that's what the motivation going, what has been for me in this half marathon training block is, do what you're supposed to be doing. Don't do something else. Do it. And I just got done listening to the recent episode, well, not the newer one anyways, the second before the new pod of the Karen Dez Dez and Kara, whatever, same damn thing podcast, that, you know, about the mileage and whatnot. I'm relying on the work that I put in throughout this year, and despite what's going on out, what has happened outside of this work and running wise and whatnot, you just got to put that out of your mind and just go to work and just have have faith, pray, have the faith that your training is going to propel you to the next level. And that's what we're all going to be hoping for here, praying for here in a couple weeks. Here in a couple weeks, baby. I'm getting that antsy feet now. I'm ready to start running. I'm ready to start racing. But yeah, I haven't done too many races this year. I've only done two. And again, the relay, that don't count. That was a fun team, more building relationships type of thing there. But again, I'll explain more on that again on the M2M relay episode, recap episode of the podcast. There, I know I don't want to spoil it on here because I haven't had a block here to record here and then get on my way. But yeah, so that's what's going on with Fast Eddie right now, and he's not going to be in any races tomorrow when this podcast goes out tonight. Again, the 5K, 10K, half marathon, almost at 15K again, half marathon and full of the Kansas City Marathon. And just to give you a glimpse of what I've been thinking about, maybe 2026, maybe 2026. We'll have to see again. I'm trying to get some things kind of laid out. If dominoes fall in some places, it might be a possibility. It might be a possibility. I have done all the races except the 5K, I believe. Yeah, when I did the 10K half marathon, I've done half marathon twice, the old course and the new course, and I've done the new course one time. So yeah, it's all about, you know, you kind of miss out. You have that FOMO inside of you where, damn, I should have signed up for this race because it's in my backyard. You'd be running anyway, right? For this year, I've been so goal focused that I haven't had too much time in going jumping to races, and that's probably, I guess, a good thing for me there as well, because I know I can easily race 5Ks every weekend easily. I've done it a couple years ago when I came up here the first time, competing in these Kansas City races, 5Ks, and dominating them or being right in the mix to win these races, right? So at the end of the day, looking back, I would have not done this type of training and probably been stuck. Now, I feel like, and I've said this to a couple people already, that Olathe, the build and all that, the race didn't really show. I'm gonna try to keep PG-13 now. It didn't really show anything because I faded late, and I had to go. Funny thing enough is, I look back, I had to go back. I thought I ran a 3:13 at Olathe. I ran a 3:08:15. Yeah, so I'm also looking at somebody else's time there as well. But I mean, yeah, it's sub 3:10, but man, the last two marathons has been I wouldn't say, you say the last, maybe take the last, if we put take it with the last couple of miles in each of these races, marathons I've done, maybe the last 10K, maybe over that, I've struggled in that department, and it's cost me big time. So that's what led me to, all right, you know what, let's just not fool with it. Because look, the weather is still like summer. We're in mid-October. It is still summer out here in Kansas City, Missouri. It's supposed to be freaking fall. And it's not even close to that. So, and before we get in, I bet you, I guarantee it. Again, all these world majors, we got New York coming up in a couple weeks. Indy is before my half marathon, a week before my half marathon, my A race going on. I'm not gonna put money on it, obviously, but it should be pretty cold. Now, again, not pretty cold, but cold for fall at least. But yeah, before we know it, we're gonna see snow on the ground. Yeah, we're gonna see snow on the ground for too long, folks. So yeah, so I mean, yeah, you have to look at the variations there. With the opportunity of, you know, having that opportunity to win these races, folks. So we'll see what happens going forward. We're going to step aside real quick here and take a timeout here on the EG3 podcast. We'll be back after this timeout. My apologies here in the EG3 podcast. Eddie Gritter III here, coming to you from, of course, Kansas City, Missouri. Sort of fresh from the trip up in Omaha to Lincoln, market-to-market relay races that happened last weekend, and what we were talking about in that first half there, as we kind of put a bow on the first half of this podcast there, talking about the Kansas City Garmin Marathon. Now, again, Garmin is a sponsor of two of these. Now, I did the Olathe one back in April, and we all know how that went down, right? If you're new to the podcast, make sure you hit the subscribe button. You can go back and check that out, episode out, on the EG3 feed. But yeah, man, so a lot happened there. And that is, it's right there. So there's that, and now you have the downtown race that's 20-ish minutes from the EG3 confines here in the Northland. So that's going down tomorrow. So any of you that are getting ready for that or listening to this podcast, can't sleep, want something to do, good luck to y'all. Have a safe, good time tomorrow, even though weather says it's going to be maybe starting out a little wet, a little rainy in action. It's supposed to thunderstorm tonight or something like that, and then it's supposed to head out by the time things get started in downtown Kansas City. So that's the situation there as well, and it could be that word, that dreaded word, humid. We're still talking about humidity, and again, we're in the second half of October. We're still talking about humidity, so it is what it is at this point. And so, again, it's one of those variables. I have sat here or stood here outside, inside, talking about wherever I record this podcast, talking about humidity, and the one of those variables that some of y'all could affect if y'all going to PR or not. And again, there are a lot of fast times dropped. And oh yeah, by the way, and I have not said this yet, congratulations to all that dropped PRs, fast times, finished your first Chicago Marathon like I did last year, finished another second, third, fourth Chicago Marathon, whatever that is y'all are doing. Man, saw some fast times drop down last weekend, including a couple of my friends, really knocked it out of the park up there. And again, it goes back to the whole weather situation. Again, I had to go back to my Garmin analysis a year ago, that it was 60 degrees and it felt humid because I had had one of my beanies on. I still cannot believe I'm not doing this for the half marathon. I'm not doing that. No. So usually people can refer me, obviously, as Fast Eddie, but they associate me with having a beating on top of my head. And I cannot believe, now, it could have been human anyway, without it, without the thing on my top of my head. I did not plan on talking about this, but here I am, sitting here, talking about it. But, you know, I did not plan to wear that beanie, because it was kind of chilly out when I was waiting around in the corrals, in my corral, before the Chicago Marathon started. So I was debating whether to ditch the hat or get rid of it or put it in my drop bag and just run without it. I didn't have my headband. Okay, I either wear that or wear a headband. Well, do not look for me. I'll tell you this right now. Do not look for me to be wearing a beanie, except for warm-ups, because we looking to drop a fast time, hopefully, in a couple weeks. I'm dropping something. I don't know what it is. I just got a good feeling. I just have a good feeling we're going to drop something. Because, again, it goes back to what I said earlier in this episode today, that all this training, all of it, you know, all the hard-ass workouts and all that other stuff like that, all the mileage, really, in the last 4 or 5 years, man, I'm coming up on another, what, you know, I've been battling a hip tendonitis issue throughout most of the cycle. I don't know how I'm getting through it. Well, with a little PT, of course, but I don't know how I'm getting through it, but I just don't know. But, yeah, so all this training could be something big, so we'll have to see. Maybe it's now, I don't know, but we'll just have to find out and see what happens there coming up. All right, when we come back on the other side, we will get into, well, real quickly, NASCAR side of things here. Denny Hamlin returning to the championship four. Back after this. All right. Welcome back to the latest edition of the EG3 podcast. My name is Eddie Greer III, coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri, on this Friday, October 17th, 2025. Thank you for tuning into the latest edition, tuning into the latest edition of this podcast ahead of the Kansas City Marathon, the Garmin Kansas City Marathon going down tomorrow. So at 7 a.m. So when this goes out, it's going to be ahead of that. So the good luck to all the runners participating in whatever event that is, whether that's the 5K, 10K, half, or the full marathon in downtown Kansas City. Fast A will not be there. Any of the races, he's going to be getting ready for his long run, is if you want to call it last long run of the block, the half marathon block, train block. Tomorrow morning, so I'll be doing that while y'all be running around downtown KC and them hills there as well. So looking forward to kind of seeing the videos, seeing the reactions and everything else from obviously my friends. The original KCRC is going to be out there, so much more. Like I said, homegrown races, boy. If you don't sign up for them, you feel like you're missing out, even though I am. But we got to take care of some training business up here tomorrow there. Or tomorrow morning as well for that. So again, we'll talk about it potentially. We'll talk about it potentially coming up next week. So we'll see what happens there as well. All right. So moving on to NASCAR, right? So we have Denny Hamlin. Now, I didn't have him picked for the championship four at all. I did not have him picked for the championship four whatsoever, right? Oh baby, what a year for Denny Hamlin. Obviously, he drives for Joe Gibbs Racing. He owns the team in NASCAR now. For those of you who don't understand what's going on, well, we'll start with this, right? Denny Hamlin obviously owns 2311, a race team with Michael Jordan. Everybody should know who he is. Michael Jordan, the six-time world NBA champion. So you have that going on. He drives for Joe Gibbs Racing as well. And he just picked up win number six himself in 2025. And not only that, cashes a check on to the championship round, the final four last week. Las Vegas, Nevada last weekend, as he won victory lane last weekend there as well. So yeah, man, looking forward to seeing what he does on Saturday there as well. So we'll see what happens there as well. So, yeah, man. So, we'll see what happens. We'll be back after this. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the EG3 podcast. My apologies there, as I'd be taken away from a somebody. Yeah, people watching. Yeah, you don't know, can't, and I don't like bringing this up on the podcast. You don't know what people are doing. So yeah, I was taken away for a few minutes there because of unnecessary distraction. But anyways, we're gonna finish this up real quick here, and then we'll get on with the weekend here. Hopefully no more unnecessary distractions, because that's what it is there that I'm dealing with right now. Unnecessary distractions right now. But anyways, Denny Hamlin, as I said before, seeing some unnecessary happenings right in front of my face. Denny Hamlin winning the race in Las Vegas there, making a strong move on Kyle Larson there, to win the race in Las Vegas, and more important for Denny Hamlin. And I said that before that unnecessary distraction I was having. Denny Hamlin going on to the championship four. Did not have him in my four final four. So that is one spot taken away. And for those of you new to this podcast, this used to be a NASCAR podcast once in a pot of time for the longest time there before moving it back to the original EG3 podcast there as well. But anyways, yes, so you had that going on there with Denny Hamlin passing Kyle Larson again late there to win the race there at Talladega is the next race coming up for the NASCAR guys, and it looks like the trucks might restart racing right now. I don't know what the situation is yet over there, but yeah, the truck series race, I believe the Xfinity series, and more importantly, right, the Cup series, right? So now you're down to three races left, two more races in this round of eight before moving on to the round or the championship round, which is the final four in Miami home, not Miami Homestead. It used to be in Miami. I'm all screwed up. Not Miami Homestead, but in Phoenix, right? Next year, it's back to Miami. And then they've been having conversations lately, and this is going to be a whole nother podcast. I don't have time for all that right now. But, you know, going in, having a chance. I should have just recorded over here. But anyways, that's a whole other story because, again, unnecessary distractions taking me away from the podcast. That can't happen. That just can't happen unless it's an emergency there as well. So I'm got dealing people just screwing around, not minding their own business. But anyways, yeah. But yeah. So again, Phoenix in a couple weeks there as the Cup Series will settle their last couple of races there as well. And then of course you have Homestead next year, Phoenix in a couple weeks, Talladega this weekend, and then you have, Martinsville, the last race to decide who goes to the Championship 4 and who does not. And we do know right now, Denny Hamlin is going on to the Championship 4 race, and the main question with him, can he, right, get that elusive championship? That is going to be the big question that's going to go down here in a couple weeks. We'll have to see how all that shakes out for Denny Hamlin. Obviously, all the accolades, all the wins. And oh, by the way, that was win number 60 for Denny Hamlin in his NASCAR Cup Series career. And now all that's left now is, can he get that loser championship? That's going, you know how much that's going to be brought up if you've been a follower of NASCAR, right? So yeah, that's what's gonna go on championship weekend coming up. So we'll see what happens there as we move along here toward the end of the Cup Series schedule, in really the Cup Series season, and along with the Xfinity Series and of course the Truck Series. I believe it's going on right now as I sit here speaking, but due to again distractions that are not out of my control. I don't know anything about that, but again, for the NASCAR fan, yeah, so we got that going on. Hamlin, Larson, Bell, Briscoe, Tyler Reddick, your first non-playoff driver. Of course, Tyler Reddick was in, and he got eliminated last 2 weeks ago, now I should say now, so he's the first non-playoff driver to finish there as well. The others in the mix, Joey Logano finishing sixth, looking down here. The next driver, Chase Elliott, finished 18th. And then you had, oh boy, I'll get to William Byron in a minute. Ryan Blaney, dead last. And I'm not ruling him out because of Talladega, because he's won these races, in this type of setting, Talladega and Martinsville. I'm not taking him out yet. So you got to put the beast out of the equation. So right now, you got both Penske's cars out of the picture. I think Chase Elliott's out right now, and Joey, I already said that, somebody else is out, I can't remember who that is right now. I'll pull up the standings here before we log off here. This is the EG3 podcast. Thank you so much for hanging in there with me here through that unnecessary delay lately there. That kind of screwed me up a little bit there, as well as, again, for whatever reason, people are just not thinking straight. But anyways, yeah, so we got that going on there as well. So yeah, William Byron was in fantastic shape. And William Byron, of course, I saw this report just before going into work today for a little bit. Ty Dillon, of course, the driver involved in this, right? Oh my goodness, the spotter got fired apparently, and that's probably the right call there in that situation there. Miscommunication on a driver and spotter for that matter there. You gotta know, you do not want to be a part of the story. You cannot be a part of the story. You just cannot, especially around in getting to this type of stage. Getting to this type of stage, right? Getting to the point where, all right, man, these guys are driving. If I'm not competing in the playoffs anymore, I would. And if I have a slow ass car, I'm moving the hell out left or way up the racetrack. I am not getting in somebody's way, especially if you were trying to pit. Now, we're not going to know that because William Byron's car, who was leading, 50-plus laps and was in position potentially to get to the next round. Now, I believe he's still in, and we'll take a look at those standings right here to close out this episode of this podcast, this Kansas City Garmin episode of this podcast. Eddie Greer III here on this Friday, the 17th of October, 25. We're not going to know that because William Byron was in position. And, of course, boom, a big boom. I would do it, but I'm not going to do any more today than I have already. But, yeah, man, so that's just a bad, unfortunate situation. And William Byron, you can tell all over his face there that he was pissed, dejected, pissed off, whatever dictionary word you can call for disappointment. He was reading it all over. You can read it all over his face right there as well. And Ty Dillon, yeah, you don't want to be a part of that, but you were the story there. I mean, this is really no excuse there in that moment. If you were pitting, you should have moved out of the way in that spot and let him pit. You just can't do that. Maybe it's probably the frustration in me saying all this, but yeah, it just can't happen there as well. So very very unfortunate situation there by William Byron right there in that moment there, as he was probably in position to win that race, but Kyle Larson had passed him. So, and then Larson passed him on the track, and then William Byron was going in the pit, and then he saw a full windshield of that 10 car of Ty Dillon. So that's tough, man. I hate it. Went down like that. But again, you just can't count them out because a win and you're in. You just cannot count out the guys out, because at this point, this stage of the season, I say all the time when talking about NASCAR and this podcast, into the Elite Eight, these are the eight best this year. You got to go out and win it, man. You just can't. You be lucky. And now, obviously, in a perfect world, yes, one driver is going to get in on points, point their way in, and that because it's not four races, it's three, right? So, but yeah, if it were four, then you got to win. And still, the mentality still is you have to win, and that's the bottom line there as well. Denny Hamlin locks himself into the championship four race, looking for that elusive first ever NASCAR Cup Series championship. Kyle Larson is next in line, 35 out up from the cut line. Christopher Bell, and then you have Chase Briscoe. Yep, I picked him. I did not pick the other JGR driver, which is Hamlin, there in that spot. So Chase Briscoe occupies that last spot right now. So Larson, Bell, and Briscoe, and with Talladega, who knows what the hell is going to happen there, because anybody can win. So a non-playoff driver, there's a chance that a non-playoff driver, am I going to go on land and say that? I have no freaking clue. I have no clue. I'm not going to make any assumptions there as well. But, hey, we'll see what happens on Sunday, right? So you have that. So the four out, William Byron. That cost him all those points and then some. William Byron, first driver out of the cut line, of the transfer spot, from Briscoe, 15 out. Chase Elliott, 23 out. Joey Logano, 24 out. And then, of course, you have Ryan Blaney, 31 points out there as well. So, yeah, man. So we'll see what happens going forward here as well as we approach the end of the NASCAR season there as well. So, yeah, we'll see. We'll see about that. We'll see about that. Obviously, Talladega, 1 Central Time, 2 Eastern Time there as well. As we move along, we are getting down to the nitty-gritty, folks, on the Cup Series side. 3 more races to decide a champion in 2025. The E3 podcast. Get it? Wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. Again, we're on iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, wherever you see your favorite podcast there as well. We're going to wave the checkered flag right now, right here on this episode this week here, folks. So, got that going on. I got a lot. Well, not a lot. Just a couple of things, importantly, sort out there as well as, obviously, the case as with this will come out. This will go out tonight. The Garmin Kansas City Marathon. There we go. Oh, like I said, I'm all switched up here on this podcast. But again, thank you so much again for hanging in that last segment there. That got a little wonky there. Well, I don't outside of the podcast. I don't appreciate that. I'm calling this person out there as well. So you want to talk to me? But well, if other listeners want to talk to me about it, you have to DM me or once I get back to the downtown at some point. Yeah, you can find me, hit me up, whatnot. But yeah, I'm calling this person out. You just can't do that. It's just unnecessary. Just leave everybody alone. Quit messing around. You'll be good, right? But anyways, we're going to wrap this thing up right now. We have crossed the finish line on another episode of the EG3 podcast this week. Again, Eddie Greer III, a.k.a. EG3, a.k.a. Fast Eddie, saying thank you so much for tuning into the latest episode. Again, do not worry. I have plans to record a separate podcast of what went down market to market that went down last weekend for some of the KCR, or the original KCRC folks. So I have that probably next week at some point. I'm gonna try to record it this weekend there as well. I still got some downtime down here in the Kansas City metro area, but have a blast, KC Garmin marathoner runners, half marathoners, 10kers, 5kers, whatever distance you're doing, get it done. We'll talk to y'all on the next edition of the EG3 podcast. We out of here. We out.